Danny, Down Danny, Down Danny, Down Danny.
Down Danny. Yay! Guys, welcome back to Town Danny episode 4. Yeah. In the building. If you're wondering, man, guys, it's been lovely watching the KPL this weekend. We have had such amazing football to watch. And I am Makumi Tabitha, always representing Kariobangi Sharks. But I know you're wondering, what am I doing with the Gor Mahia jersey? So make sure you watch till the end of this episode to know why am I wearing this jersey. And to my right, we have the one and only... Autaki kuongea!
Nangojo, ni introduce.
No, I was just waiting so you can speak.
Ni introduce, maze. See when we're
on
the show.
And on my right, we have the one and only... He's our Mr. Producer. Mr. Ox... Extraordinaire. Fan mkubwa wa... I actually don't know which TV support because tunakonga all over the place. Anakonga? Shabana?
Hapana.
Okay, which team do you support?
Shabana ni Akena na Biko peke.
Which team do you support?
Alikuwa Chemili la Love Stars G team ya ili.
Chemili Sugar. Nice. Which team do you support? So I can introduce you well. So
good. Yeah. I can. I need a team.
You don't have a team?
I need you to give me a team.
What?
Tumefuata KPL, sahi, sisi watatu, pamoja.
You're teamless.
For the past year, sindio?
Mm-hmm.
For the past 1 year. Unaona mina suit team gani?
If you like good football, there's only one team.
Yeah.
Kariobangi Sharks. If you want enjoyable football. But the results, not that great. But it is... Plays the most beautiful football in the land.
Thank God, you know.
But we are on a good trajectory. We started off not well, shaky, but we're fine.
So why are you not wearing
good trajectory?
No, see, I will explain to you. I've said you guys watch till then to know why I'm wearing this jersey.
Good trajectory. Yeah. Namna.
Where? Sionge. Over the weekend. If your team did not win over the weekend,
Sionge. Introduce.
So we have Mr. Ndege. Namitanga Jimmy Carragher. Nasikia kuna mtu mwingine mwita Jimmy Fox. Yeah, he has so many names.
JME the rapper.
Declan Rice, whatever.
Declan.
And then...
Apo menena.
Do like Declan Rice. And on my father's right, my arch nemesis. Mtu tunashinanga tukiagi 24/7. But a very, very big fan of the one and only Gor Mahia Mayenga, Mr. Shakespeare.
He really likes when you do this. Yeah, najibambanga tukifanya.
Man, yeah. So, first of all, mlikuwa mnadhani ati tukipigwa na Bandari hiyo akitakuja pod. Bro, I'm here. Na nimeassimilate ule demo wa Kariobangi Sharks. Unaona leo tumepiga hadi Gwanda,
yeah?
Ati yo,
this is a very beautiful jersey, by the way.
Yeah, unlike yours.
Kwenda huko, you know for a fact our jerseys are very
good. Mkona jerseys are fans?
So niambie nikulete. Just say the word, man. Say the word. Wone kasta kulete.
Next episode 5, tafadhali.
Episode 5, sawa.
Tafadhali.
My guys, what wangu? See, you know, my connection.
Yeah.
Get me so, those jerseys. Yeah.
March week 24.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. 10 more games. I love season. Oh my God. I don't know what I'm going to do with my weekends.
The only reason Makumi alikuandaka kwanza shape pod. Ni obvious.
Why was it obvious?
The only reason.
Yes.
So,
start off on a high note.
I will take over from here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Kariobangi Sharks. 5-0.
5-1.
Oh, sorry, 5-1.
Walifunga moja ya.
Brian Kiparango to score the number 23.
We need to talk about that last video concede. Mazo, keep clean sheet, mazo. Mko hapo, but anyway. Clutching at straws.
Aye. Tunorumianga watu. We are not that heartless, man.
Masaba on the double. Sindio?
Yeah.
Makwata alikuwa man of the match.
Okay.
Alifunga moja.
Sharks, it was Masaba. Sharks, it was Masaba. And
the official KPL nini had two man of the matches for that game.
That's how good
Wale
we
are. Bile, I swear.
Man of the matches, I'm a man of the match.
Man of
man of the match. Man of the matches.
Ni
matches of the men.
Whatever, man. Yeah. Yeah. So Masaba, bro, Masaba is such a baller. We
facts.
For real, for
factoids.
Real.
Factoids.
Yeah, Makwata tu. Makwata kwanza amekuja kwa hiyo team. Ameongeza. You know, the first part of the season, Karibangi Sharks lacked a goal poacher in their team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Makwata came and ameongeza hizo bao last. Yeah, the last game week, game week 23, he missed a pen. They drew, but nevertheless, amejaribu ku amewaletea mabao. So yeah, I guess that was a proper signing. Yeah. Shabana wali miss on him. Some teams missed on signing Makwata, which
it's okay. It's good for us.
Yeah, good for Karibangi Sharks, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ara mimi ningeulizwa Makwata ama Masaba, they deserved the man of the match awards.
Matches yeah. of the men.
And like I'm so happy for Masaba most especially because we have seen how he keeps improving in every game. Like there's no limit for him. And the fact that he got 2 goals and an assist simply proves how good he is. Those goals were just on point, my guy. And also someone we have to mention, Fortune Omoto. That guy, Apo Mbele, Tivunyetuliongena Byron Ilesiku, Apo Mbele, he's the perfect guy in that midfield. Also, a shout out to Byron, the best CDM in the league, my guy. You guy, my guy. All of them, honestly, na George. Also, George, Geoffrey Onyango made it to the team of the week, yeah, KPL. So I'm very happy about that. With a shout out to Onyango. He's also a very, very good player and a very integral part to how K-Sharks play the best.
You know, umesema Onyango, this is a thing I think we should ask the fans. Mm-hmm. Eh? Which is the most common surname in KPL?
Onyango. Wallahi, it's Onyango.
You think it's Onyango?
I know.
Onyango has to be
right
there.
Now, I feel like I know 3 Onyangos.
Lazima Onyango.
Kuna wa K-Sharks, kuna wa Sofapaka.
Hata sayi nangalia lada deromayo kigesi. Lada pia KCB, sayi na Onyango.
Exactly, kuna KCB. So, I
Dikati
think it's Onyango.
Na Odhiambo.
Odhiambo najua wangapi?
Na Irongo pia.
Odhiambo najua Ken.
Hmm?
Peke yake.
Odhiambo.
Wa Ken. Ken Owino.
Austin.
Oh, but the Austin pia ni Odhiambo.
Kuna
Brad
Odhiambo,
oh
Shabana. KCB yeah. Kuna Collins Odhiambo na Bernard Odhiambo.
Wow. It might actually be Odhiambo. Oh. It might actually
kuna
be
Andreas Odhiambo.
Our player. We have an Andreas in our
Odhiambo.
Team.
Yeah. And
that is your team, Gani? The one and only.
Tasca, kuna Collins Odhiambo.
Kayoni Odhiambo zongapi saba.
FC Leopards, kuna KC.
Yeah.
Kuna Kennedy.
Na kuna Ken.
Oosh. Si Kennedy ni Ken.
Sindio hiyo. Sindio Kennedy.
My bad.
Uko endo uko. So, yeah, it's actually Odhiambo.
And then, kuna uplewenyu wa Karibangi Sharks.
Karibangi Omena.
Otieno. What is his first name?
Byron.
His name is, no, not Byron. There's another one. Number 21. There's
another, wait.
He has the best name in the KPL. Leon Levitt Otieno.
By the way. No, there's December. I think that's the best.
Ah, imagine Leon Levitt.
Hey, December is the most
December
unique
is
name.
Is the most unique. Well,
Leon Levitt.
I swear. No? The first what? Time I had December, I was like, oh my
our
God.
Leon Levitt is the, what say, comment section to Ambieni. Which one is cooler? Leon Levitt ama December. December.
Just imagine unenge wa sama, hi guys, my name is
hi
December.
Deck.
Hi Deck.
Wagwan Deck.
There.
Ushaskia brother Leon Levitt.
It's actually a very good name.
Alafu nickname yake ni Leo.
Na Deck. I'm chilling out with Deck.
Deck
told me. Dex.
Dex told
yeah.
me. So yeah, now K-Sharks are 5 points clear of the relegation zone.
For the tangling.
You are staying up, eh?
You know, you're something funny. We can play the last clip. I told these guys, Posta were not going to beat us. Shang apa wakacheka na akina Celine wakidhani I was being delusional.
No, first things first. Nisikize, skize mimi demo shaksomena. First things first.
Unajua,
you see, Posta.
Tunafaa tuachane na matusi kwa ipod. Because if
sharks,
I start.
Sharks, uh-huh. So you get the joke.
It's not a meme.
So, first of all, poster.
Get the joke.
I know what you're saying.
But a joke, no, man.
We have bigger fish to fry. Let's continue.
Yeah, yeah. So, poster walikuwa a big credit to Kariobangi Sharks. They did their part. Bao zao kwanza Masaba kwanza in the first half. He was bowling. Like alibod yao watu. Yeah, poster walitumia SJ that chase goalkeeper. That's their problem. Their goalkeeper.
That's their problem. Yeah, their
goalkeeper. Is it that their goalkeepers have injuries, or why would they put a third goalkeeper?
Ali kipaos ali kanyago mala. The previous game he got a red card.
Yeah.
The second chase goalkeeper is Joe Kwapi. I guess this is the third chase goalkeeper. The one.
Wow.
Because he was so bad at the goal and. Yeah, sharks at sharks.
Yeah.
Sharks wakachukua their nini. Njoo angalia simu yangu juu ya cricket.
Eh, kila sasa simu yako mimi nafikiria ni kitu. Kumbe pia mimi niko na cricket.
So sharks wakachukua their chances, they scored. And yeah, a big shout out. Ni sasa zingine we hit on sharks said tunataka washuke but
That's a lie.
See your number 12 na the other party naanza number 11.
No, ni 18.
See 10 teams. See 9. Ni 9.
Mko number 3.
Eh.
Oh.
He just wanted to get that one. Wow.
My bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to Mluya this weekend alifanya maneno.
Yeah. K-Sharks were really impressive this weekend and yeah, that means Makumi is ungovernable. Alafu alenda ka post Masaba. Sasa nikadhani ana crack joke ya Makumi na Masaba. Kumbe.
We have an inside thing, you know.
Najua nacheka kwa nini?
Why?
Hii ni maajabu.
Kwa nini?
No, let's continue. Inside, we continue?
Kumi na saba.
Masaba na Makumi, yeah.
Kumi na saba.
Plus, tuko na Matano pia. So, tunatafuta wapo katikati wa kufill hizo spaces. Matano, Masaba, Makumi. Makumi na moja.
Such an awful joke.
Yeah.
Aya, moving on swiftly to...
Tuna wapi?
Our boys who are beaten 1-0.
Ata sijio wimbo, but kenye tu anasema.
Gor Mahia were beaten 1-0 by Bandari.
Yeah.
So Bahari, waliwanyorosha.
Zegede.
Let me just start us off.
Unlike the Sharks, you couldn't survive in the deep waters.
Aliendo kwa kachapo mara ya pili.
Ehe, start us off ati.
Unlike omena.
Shout out to Rooney. Those crosses he was making on that box were really spectacular. I see why. Okay, I honestly know why Sheng, karibu niseme Sharks. Why Sheng anamitanga the best right back in the league. But yeah,
so
he's a really... Rooney, you know, you're a very important... And great player, but I couldn't have been take anyone before our Sharks players. But Rooney made really good crosses inside the box. It's unfortunate that they weren't finding the right people or the right people in the right spaces. Because what usually happens is, for example, you get a cross, there's no one in the box. Or you get a cross and go surrounded, so you can't actually make the pass. And actually, so in the post-match, McKinsey, how they didn't take the chances very well. They had chances and they didn't take them.
Let me ask you guys, because you've watched a lot of interviews. I'm a coach. Who's the most fun coach? And you know, not really, like, even the way they talk is just... Who's the most interesting coach?
Shenganza.
Mimi.
Uh-huh.
First of all, coach wa Ulinzi, bro, he's fluent in English and Kiswahili. Mm-hmm. Kiswahili sanifu.
Yeah. Naitwa Kimani. Ako clinical. Mbele.
Huyo ana find space.
Anthony Kimani ndiye anajua mtamba apanya. Unajua mtamba apanya.
Crossbar.
Wacha uogo.
Najua jana nilikuwa nafunza makumi Kiswahili tukiwa kwa macha.
Ati mtamba apanya ni
crossbar. I was shocked.
Wala binu wala.
Last week tukuna fanya live. Alafu mzungu wa TZ akaingia akaanza kutuambia stories za kiungo msingi wa Arsenal.
Hey! Kiungo msingi is the important player.
CDM kiungo msingi.
Oh my god.
Tukasema we don't speak Swahili easy.
We should actually do a challenge where, like, for example, we do a whole episode.
Tunaweza fanya tu sasa hivi.
Kuambia sasa hivi. Hebu sema Rooney is the best right back in the league like Swahili.
Rooney ni mchezaji bora kwa
kuko na ile
defense ni
upande wa
defense ni towards the defense next really
mimi niko na answer
upande wa
upande wa mimi nasema
mimi nasema
Rooney ni mchezaji bora upande wa kulia wa kupanda juu.
Acha niseme
nini
inafaa kuwa Rooney Onyango ndiye beki wa kulia.
Ai,
Bora.
Oh, ndiye beki bora wa kulia katika ligi kuu nchini Kenya.
Nijua anajua. Sasa hii nikuulize.
Yes, I know the truth.
Sawa. Sasa hii nikuulize.
Oria.
Striker na Kiswahili ni?
Mshambuliaji ona huyo.
Aya, mshambuliaji. Sawa. Sawa. Ni sawa sijakata.
Ni sawa.
Hold on. Mshambuliaji ama mshambulizi?
Wote, mshambuliaji, mshambulizi.
Okay. Sawa.
Number 8.
Kiungo mshambuliaje.
Na number 10.
Sini wote viungo wa shambuliaje.
Box to box midfielder
labda ulize je.
Index. Ni mimi. Box to box ndio hiyo midfielder ni sisi.
Wewe amemaliza. Ni mimi sasa nafaa kuongea.
Msamiati nimemaliza msamiati wangu wa kabumbu.
Yeah, so tulikuwa pale Mbaraki. Mechi yetu ikwenda tulivyotarajia. Kwa sababu ukiangalia chances Mungu wangu. ukiangalia zile nafasi tulizopoteza. Ungeangalia mabeki wa Bandari walikuwa angi, walikuwa wanagojea ile mipira inayoletwa na kina Rooney, inayoletwa na kina Austin Odhiambo. Ukiangalia hapana.
Sasa unachosema ni washambulizi
wetu walikuwa hafifu,
hawakupata fursa.
Naam, hawakupata fursa zilizo ambazo zingetupa bao. Na mabeki wa Bandari walikuwa wamemakinika kwenye ulinzi lango wao. Naam.
Hapo umetia sahihi.
Azam peni ukazi.
Acha.
Mpe ukija.
Makumi, unaweza sema ulegevu wa timu ya Gor Mahia ulitoka wapi?
Kufika pale kiungo cha mwisho wantadi wanapoteza nafasi mingi wanazopewa. Wanacheza mpira unafika hapo mwisho alafu hawawezi kumalizia. Nani
wantadi ilikuwa nini? Ilikuwa akisami. Nuka akisami? Nusu robo.
Tuacha nini
tuluthi.
Tusui ni 9, 1 over 9. 1 over 3 ni gani?
Doi.
Hey.
Aya, by the way kuna kitu nilikuwa niseme kuhusu timu yetu.
Anyway, Kiswahili msamiati umeisha.
Back
to regular program.
Serious nini about my team?
Serious.
Which is
seriously.
Tuwe makini tafadhali ongeana.
Tusquare riara.
Team. Wow, bacha. Timu yetu ukiangalia kuna mistake nani tu anafanya tu. Tunajua
nani?
McKinstry.
Oh.
Like the coach kupanga his squad. Unajua kuna game zingine unaanzisha 6-2 na ukiangalia Bandari walikuwa like wako compact, wakiattack nile unaona ile kaba yenye tulifungo, it was such an awful goal man.
True.
Such an awful goal.
That shouldn't have gone.
Ukiangalia games zingine ufai kuanzisha Kasiks wawili.
But to be honest, even Bandari wasted chances.
Yeah, I know.
True.
And that's why I'm saying wangefunga a lot better goals than yenye walitufunga.
Oh, yeah. The quality of the goals.
The quality of the goals.
Yeah. To lose to such a bad goal. Hata afadhali mchapwe 3-0 na.
But yo, you're top of the league.
So, but also I have to, I'm still wondering why Masharia doesn't start games.
This week he was sick. The coach said he was sick.
But before that, we know how little Masharia is. It doesn't make sense, honestly.
That's the one game who I feel like when we started watching KPL properly.
He was the guy, exactly. Yeah.
And we were about to interview him. That one was... When we didn't get that interview, we felt so bad. Yeah.
True.
Like what team manager kakuja tu wakamchuja tu wakamambia zizi.
After an interview,
Hopefully, vitu zitaenda vizuri.
But, to be fair, that same day they were playing Ulinzi, and the person who gave us the biggest shout-out is none other than Brian Birgen. Friend of the show.
Captain El Capitan.
Our first ever interview. Ever on Box to Box. And then we've done like I think two others since then. So,
you should
also be our first interview over here.
For sure. Captain tutaweka mikakati.
Lazima. Tulikuwa tumeongea na yeye tukasema we must bring him on the pod. Hata kama ni interview or anything. Yeah. Shout out to Birgen. He's an amazing guy. And an amazing defender. I don't know where they
and an amazing captain like, for that team, man.
True.
We need him back on the lineup, man. Because Sunday, they lost 2-0, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
To
Homeboys.
To Kakamega Homeboys.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was not starting the game. So we need our guy back on the lineup. Akiwa kwa team inakuanga compact. Tuseme tu kweli.
That's true.
Yeah, so...
So that was Gormaya.
That was also Ulinzi na Kakamega.
May I want to talk about the game of the weekend. Actually, before we go to the game of the weekend, there's two games we need to talk about.
Mm.
Quickly, 1 minute. Tusker have now closed the gap to 7 points at the top of the table.
Close?
Yeah. They've
narrowed
the gap. Sawa. Hey,
omushamburizi.
So this game in particular is the feature game today because our beloved pundits, including the best pundits in Kenya that I've ever known, none other than Tabitha Makumi.
Yay!
Spokoa tu ni banta na kuana banta mbaya na
alongside
jokes.
Alongside Sheng. Went to Machakos Stadium.
No, bro,
this.
Natoka hapa.
I love
Rudia
this.
Rudia Manitoki, I'm walking out.
And Sheng.
Alongside, amazing photographer. Yeah? The man who can analyze games in his deep sleep. Yeah? None other than
Shakespeare.
So, Machakos. In fact, hata kabla tuende tuongee stories a game. How was the trip to Machakos?
Don't even get me, Nini. Sheng ali tu post ingie kwa matatu ingine hapo. Yeah.
Makumi unajuje enda Machakos ni mimi nikupeleka mara ya kwanza.
Wekwenda huko. Nani amekwambia? Nani ilikuonyesha ni Sheng kwa Machakos? That's a lie. It was a very nice trip honestly. It was
Vina vijited nice. Through nice. Machakos. Nice. Tukapata jam Mombasa Road.
Mm-hmm.
Tukavuka Mombasa Road. Hadi nilikalisha Makumi kiti ya mbele aende akione the scenic views. The blue skies of the
tulingizo gari nyingine hapo
of Vinya Ndeti's county
tulingizo gari nyingine hapo yenye gia ilikuwa tu hapa kando yangu umsi alikuwa anagonga gia na gongwa nilikuwa like brand never
na ku prepare for life in Moscow uko kwa magaidi huko
nani nakwambia naenda Moscow
si tukienda kuona nini
naenda Netherlands.
Mlenda Machakos.
Yeah,
amazing.
We're just trying to show you the commitment that these two have actually gone through. Yeah, is actually
next
quite amazing.
Yeah.
Like you actually committed to actually go all the way to Machakos, and that's not. We hope you ushenda Muranga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next we're gonna watch ni panini.
Twende Mombasa.
Before tumalize. Hopefully the last.
Tumalize matuanze.
Before tuanze kuhusu Machakos.
Yeah.
the last game of the season. Tunaenda kuona our boy. Uko Muranga bado, so mjipange.
Who's our boy? We have many boys.
My fans bado tupo. Balecho, obvious. Balecho. Our boy Nam. Balecho, lazima tuende tumcheki.
Eric.
The last Balecho. The real Eric. Uwe mwingine, bado hajatoka kwa mfuko.
Utaacha uongo.
Tukiwa kwa Machakos, kuna Eric hajatoka kwa mfuko ya... the best, one of the best defenders in the league. Kennedy Owino Odhiambo. Kuna a striker hajatoka kwa mfuko ya nani?
Studio.
Because he played.
Sawa, tumeshaingia taska, tuingie. It's okay, nice. Amona nahitaji ka lighting kingine hapo. Mimi ni mrembo bado. Don't worry guys.
Tunajua ni vile hiyo light nakapoa sana. Alafu tunaenda tunasema mazee mbona miss kai ka shenga
alafu tunasema. Inaanguka sasa.
Another story yo.
Story.
You are saying? Unajua tumeanza pod ukasema ati tumekuja kuchomea watu. Sheng ndio amekuja kuchomea kapaito si mimi. I'm not in that man.
Eriki uongo. Eriki uongo.
I'm not in that. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Ken alikuwa compact for AFC until ilibidi hadi kapaito asonge zaidi ya Bakari. Tuseme tu kweli. Bakari who was sloppy man. Yeah.
No, I think what in as much as AFC made some mistakes, what they did well was man marking. It was on top because see Kapaito peke yake, even like the whole attacking ya Taska, there was a point where kila mtu alikuwa na mtu exactly. Yeah. So in that aspect, AFC really did do their best. And also Ken had a very good game. There was a lot of chances zenye alitoa apo nini initoje apo yo side yao ya defense.
Ulinzi.
Yeah, kwa ulinzi, pole basi. And I was... utawache ujinga, chane malizo pointi yangu. And it was so nice to see that his former self is finally coming back. Because after the injury, tu tukota sema, like, it's been a slow and steady step, but in this game you could actually see amerudi le formation yake. So, yeah, it was nice.
Mbona sisiki mkiongelea... the best midfield
ndo,
combo.
Sasa tunafika.
Ndo hata kusema.
Best midfield combo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so,
Odoyo.
Bro, one of the things that Matano alipiga trucha 9-0 jana. 9-0 kwa hiyo midfield.
Ni kweli.
You see,
that's so
Rambo, hey.
Kwanza Rambo, oh my God.
Rambo.
Rambla, anaitwa Rambla. Mwanangu. Mwanangu wako vizuri ile mta. Yo midfield bro. Taska. Na nilisema tu last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mungu, sikia maombi yangu. Yeah. Bro, Erambo is such a good. Kwa hiyo midfield wakiwa na Odoyo, Makumi kwanza, wacha niwaambie, Makumi jana karibu washindwe hata kutofautisha. Venye wanacheza vizuri bro.
Lakini ni ukweli.
Erambo na
both
Odoyo,
of them.
Bro, proper ballers. Kwa hiyo mid, Casey alikuwa sawa kwa hiyo mid, but yeah, it was ilikuwa inaleta shida kidogo. Wali overpower, that is Erambo na Odoyo wali overpower the AFC midfield, na hiyo ilikuwa one point Matano wali get like
very
in that
well.
Game alipata vizuri kabisa the midfield.
What would you say is like, what is Erambo good at? Like not what is he great at?
Tackling,
everything, passing,
bro,
passes kidu. Zake. Oh my God, he can, and then
precise passes.
He can maneuver through people.
He can
very
dribble.
Easy.
Proper.
And space, and creating space for other people.
He's quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a complete midfielder,
he's
that is.
That's true.
Erambo or Odada?
Damn. Because we don't see Odada every now and
every
then.
Every now and then, like, yeah, Erambo. For sure. But me thinks they can complement each other. In a team,
Odada and Erambo.
In a team, yeah, in a team that Odada and a move forward and a push forward, Erambo sits back as a six.
Okay.
Odada
is a
eight.
Makes sense.
Odada is a eight.
So I would love to see that, but also
Austin Odhiambo is a 10. Harambee Stars, Mungu wangu.
Watcha. Before to end
the AFCON 2027.
Before to end the AFCON. Before to know, kuna kitu nilikuwa na complain on Twitter. I don't know why.
Makumi ako na beef na mtu.
Okay, sina beef.
Makumi ako na beef na mtu.
Sina beef, sina beef.
Sijui tukupatie.
Sina beef.
Haters.
You guys soundtrack. Know I actually like Trusha.
Haters.
You like?
I like Trusha a lot.
Aww.
He's my guy, you know. And he's a very good manager.
Say properly, no say one. You guy, my guy.
Trusha is wonderful. And not to take away anything from him, but he made mistakes which cost AFC.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to play everyone to sit back? It's like you are parking the bus. Kuna pointi nyaliku mefika, Gitego alikuwa huku kwa midfield. And that's what I was complaining about. Because now it gets to a point where you guys get the ball. You remember that chance when Gitego got the ball? Aka pass, thinking there's anyone
yeah,
in front.
Yeah, there is some
there's literally no one in front. Everyone is back there. And the thing is this, with Tasca, you don't play that with Tasca. Tasca are very good at transition. So, mtatoko kuku try ati kuattack na nini. Wawa, wana defend. Then in a few minutes, wamesha kuja offensively, wamewafikia. They can easily switch it up araka araka.
Mbio.
One nini from the goalkeeper, kapaito wamepewa ball ndoyo kumbele, anatafuta watu ndoyo njugunako hapo, ndoyo zakayo, ndoyo nini. They will actually get the goals. And it's actually very weird that Tasca didn't score more goals than we expected. Because yeah. Kapaito lost like two chances, same as Gitego. And it's very weird that actually walipata hizo chances because thinking of how long it took them to actually see where the problem was.
Mm.
But I think if Miheso would have come in earlier. Because Miheso came in with Musa. Musa and also, both of them really did play well and change up the game. But if Musa and Miheso would have come in a little bit earlier, ingekuwa a very good thing to see for AFC.
Na kitu ingine nakumbuka tukipitia notes after tume, like, game ikiendelea, tulikuwa tunaangalia kuhusu set pieces. AFC, unaona AFC, venye tu ulikuwa unasema AFC wakicapitalize on set pieces. Juu kiangalia like the last 5 minutes, AFC had the ball at in Tusker's box.
Yeah.
Like kwa hizo dakika tano kulikuwa na free kicks kata tu. Ile tu kucapitalize on those free kicks
na nivo.
Ingekuwa a very different game. And juu kiangalia ball ya Tusker, The keeper, anaitwa Brian, ama nani? Mm-hmm. Because it's...
Si Bwire
was out.
Brian Opondo.
Yeah, Brian, I was not wrong. So Brian, akishika ball, the first match yake, kitu yake ya kwanza anonanga, ni Kapaito. Kapaito, unaona Kapaito akirusha hiyo ball, he heads it, na hiyo ndo kitu Gitego jana alilan, alikuwa anajaribu kufanya na nini, but unaona, AFC, keeper amepiga ball, Gitego aki head into the wings, hakuna wasi wa kuattack hiyo ball. Unaona? Yeah. Hiyo ndo nini wanajaribu ku, like hiyo ndo game plan ya Tusker.
Na ina work
by the way for them, because Kapaito was like problematic. Hata ukisikia like hiyo battle yake na Ken ilikuwa one tough, which watu walikuwa nafurahia juu most of the strikers wana tending it like ukiona defender ameukalia sana una ushapotea kwa hiyo game, but Kapaito alikuwa na back of that is anajaribu both the center backs, that is Ken na Bakari.
Yeah, and also like thinking AFC conceded from a set piece nini corner
which Gitego scored.
No.
It's a Gitego on goal.
No. Well, it's a Bakari.
You guys, that thing came out from Gitego.
It's either.
Hakuna either.
No, watu watu ambie. You guys go and watch that video and tell us.
That ball came off Gitego.
Was that on goal?
Mina jump to that said, yeah, mundi history, natako niambie. Ni either ni bawe ya njuguna.
Nana kusaidia?
Eh, mundi history. Utaniandikia mahali. Ni either bawe ya njuguna. Tasca.
Haiwezi kwa njuguna. Sikiza. Ali hata kabisa. It's between two people.
Bakari Bro, Bakari alijiweka.
It's between Bakari.
Bakari alijiweka.
It's between Bakari and Gitego.
Bakari alijiweka.
Alafu, Gitego akisha nini, anafanya hivi anapoint. Ujo, hata minute za ball, lazima ni point ya msengine. Kena katana, anawangalia na mnafanya nini. Alafu, Gitego anapoint ya.
Lakini unuona tena, Bakari. To prove my point, striker ako anafaa kuhuko ndani deep info. It's not his mistake. Fears.
But, on top of that, we need to appreciate, at least this. For me personally, this weekend I'm seeing quality in set pieces.
Kwanza before we go to set pieces, can I just give a shout out?
Tunaisema na wewe.
Ngoja, unaenda kusema nani? Unasema mwenye nafikiria.
Our boy.
Our good throw.
Anaitwa Dante. Sakari.
That one reminded me.
Give a shout out to Sakari. Throw-ins zake spectacular.
If you're doing throw-ins, mwana sa umse.
Ngoza Obiero. We have talked about Obiero as well.
But
Sakari is a good
when
throw-in.
When KDB did this with John Stones yesterday, people are like, oh, wamepanga nini hapo set piece. Why can't you say the same about us? Because that seemed very intentional.
Ndo tunasema.
And then, also, I get that Shabana game. We'll get there. Bao ya KCB ya tatu the free kick.
Yeah,
we'll get there. Uh-huh.
But
a big shout out to Sakari, by the way.
Sakari is spectacular. When it comes to set pieces, on the throw-ins.
But, mulikuwa mnaniambia, now, nasa uji nao msekila. Sa, Obiero ni fast boot. Yato kimwana, he's my size. Afaya kwa nacheza ball.
You can see how the throw comes from. Unajua news.
But mnaniambia nani ata simso.
Hey, but akuna, unone yo power yo ya kurusha hivo. Sakari sim big hivo ka Obiero. But akirusha yo ball hivo, pale katikati pale. Apo. So
so as I die
guy
kabla nini Captain Wataska Kibwage had a good game by the way at center back Sakari too Ken alikuwa vizuri jana unless from that goal which was an own goal by Bakari Ken had a good game Gitego missed like three-two chances, but generally, kwanza aliumia, he had a knock, but he came back to the game. Nani, Odoyo, Erambo.
Did Nani start? Did Asike start?
Zakayo.
No, Asike was on the bench. Zakayo came in like for the last five. Njuguna was
spectacular performance,
a problem.
Man. Yeah.
Alikuwa anape ma defender wa AFC some
Mahiga na Bakari.
Some problem.
Okay. Yeah, so tunizongea kuhusu hiyo ni yako.
Kuhusu
ruini yako. Yeye ndiye ambaye
tunaingia next game ilikuwa timu ya
Kenan yako.
Timu ya Kenan.
Kenan.
Oh.
Timu ya Kenan.
Kuku wewe. Tuwabali.
How else will you know if Atuoli is not put in? And now that we're going to talk about Shabana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we brought you some.
We have some gifts here from our friends in Nyaribarichate and Nyabisiongororo.
Uh-huh.
We shall devour this as we talk about Shabana because how else are you supposed to talk about Shabana?
By the way, Biko, asante sana Biko. Eh?
Yeah, we have received your bananas.
Tatu kaba uzao. Yeah. Zanyo walifungwa.
Shika. Walifungwa ngapi?
Tatu.
Plus one. Tena kuongeze moja. Make sure umeka kwa screen. Wewe umepata ngapi?
I mean kwa sawa na moja.
Azichukua alito litapata tatu. Azichukua moja.
I have a stupid joke, but carry on.
Wachana tunayo.
Carry on.
Wadichapata. You look stupid, achana nayo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, Shabana.
Yeah, Shabana.
First of all, mimi walipoa, KCB walipoa penalty. Methinks.
That wasn't a penalty, man.
Thank you, Mako.
It's true, man.
Methinks. That was ataka kuna contact ata,
there
zero
was no
contact. Mimi naweza ataka nikae tu na ref hivi ama tu explainiwe tu tuambiwe this was a penalty
they should put because, those mics what
yeah,
tuambie
because of this and this and this that was a penalty. Please
before you continue for our listeners on Spotify the reason why there is some rumbling in your ears is that a whole stalk of banana landed from Nyaribari Church when we were talking about Shabana. Carry on.
Yeah, so, bao ya kwanza, siku dhani ilikuwa penalty.
Because it wasn't.
You're not saying it properly, man. Where did that come from?
That was not a penalty.
Where did that come from?
Bro, hii ball iliwa pita hivi juu. Ikendeka land outside the box. Ata players wa KCB walikuwa naangalia na wanashangaa. Tumepata penalty.
Tumepata pena.
But yeah, utanga alichukua poa. Aliscore poa, you know.
Yeah.
Aka celebrate hivi. Yeah. Kama nani?
Kama Dalot.
Dalot Alifos. Oh, yeah.
Like, he's you, too no, invested in
no,
that.
No, you guys, we're not talking about EPL. No EPL talk on this episode. Yeah. Otanga scored well. And also, can we talk about
Otanga
that?
Otanga had a really good game. He was involved in quite a lot.
He scored two goals.
We talk about the free kick set pieces. We just need to appreciate at least teams putting thought into set pieces. Apa Kenya say mse like tulikuwa gravel trap. Mm-hmm. Fans wili wanajua paka set piece coach wa Arsenal, Nicolas Jova. Mbona juu set piece coach wa nini? Like you also have to appreciate the set pieces.
TJ.
Like that when the three defenders came, the three players came waka form part of the wall, and then when Otanga was just about to strike, the way they split, paka keeper anangalia na smatu, hey, what's happening?
Hapa hakuna kitu anaweza
fanya. Again, ile kona ya Tusker na AFC. The throw in from none other than Mr. Obiero.
Yeah.
First, secondly, thirdly, fourthly, I don't even know where we are at.
16thly.
The penalty was given against Magare, Brayo.
Yeah.
He really came back and he was like, nah. Like, he took
it
personally.
He made a good try.
It personally. And his goal? Ay, yeah.
Ale, unasema alingia his villain arc.
Cook well.
Akamua town down.
And you guys, I think we are forgetting the volleyball by Kevin. And it was, yes, Kevin Okumu.
Ngoja, chote tumalize nani kwanza lafu kia kwa Kevin.
We really have to talk about that volleyball.
You're too excited.
Like, it's so beautiful.
This is what happens. This is what happens when your team wins 5-1.
Mungu ni mzuri tulimalizane hiyo game.
Yeah, so, like, and amekatoa mse alafu akaangalia tu kipa kamera tu, oh okay, so uko hapo, and he just unleashed a rocket, and at that point it was 3-0. It's like he willed them back. That game ended up being so nervy towards the end simply because this guy said, hey apa, we're not going out like this.
I was saying Kevin Okumu brought this game back to where it was supposed to be. I loved that volleyball. And in as much as sometimes we might hate on Shabana, nini. Yeah. Usidanganye. I have evidence, man. You deny. DCI. I have evidence. But I'm really, really proud of Shabana that they did not go down without...
The volley was... The assist was from Okumu.
No, I'm saying...
What is his name? Nyakwaka.
No.
Philemon is the one who scored the volley. I think.
For real?
It's one or the other. Okay, Okumu and Philemon were involved. That's all we know.
Sawa.
Let's say, Kinan, confirm to us. Oh, yeah, he probably didn't watch that game. Alikuwa amejam.
GTV. Yeah, so honestly, it was spot on. It was a very good game. I'm very proud of Shabana and how they played very well. And also, we saw the best throw-in Venyetu Tumesema we've seen in the league. So far, I don't think there's been a better throw-in than
town,
that.
That ball went straight at the keeper.
Imagine.
Like straight.
It was a beautiful.
An arrow. Not to the past the keeper.
Unajua ile celebration ya.
Yeah. So, I'm very proud of Shabana. Yeah, they should have been giving us good ball like this one.
Man, like
Pamzo
Brian.
Pamzo learn something. Yeah.
Brian. And it was Brian Magare.
Yeah.
Number 21.
Bro is such a bowler, man.
That game became so, it was so nervy towards the end, simply because of, you know, they didn't give up, to be honest. They didn't give up. Yeah.
And, so, you know, they might be playing next season on Wednesday evenings pale Kamtoyoyo. But hey, you can win the NSL again, Nampande.
Is that the equivalent of Thursday night football?
Not Thursday night.
Equivalent?
Equivalent.
Mm. Yeah, you need to the Thursday night.
Sunday league football, but on midweek.
Wow.
Yeah, so, Brian, na venye tu nilikuwa nimesema, Shabana mi kwanza wange capitalize na kusign nani? Kusign Makwata. If they send Makwata, they'll be somewhere.
Guys, do you know what? I'm just seeing right now, the throw-in by Enoch was given to Farouk Shikalu as an own goal.
Oh, like the goalkeeper, the KCB goalkeeper.
Actually, I don't think they can give it as a goal because it's a throw. You didn't kick it.
Okay.
I'm just speculating. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, look, Mongea, bro. You know, this is going to be our longest episode.
Oh, by the way, the volley was by Philemon.
Yeah, Philemon.
Yeah, Philemon.
We're at like 40 something minutes. Ah, yeah, quick fire. Thoughts on Bandari, or not Bandari, no. On
Muranga Seals, yes. Sofapaka.
Yes, Sofapaka, Muranga
Seals. Shout out to Balecho. Man of the match.
The guys listened to our last episode.
Imagine.
What did I say in the last episode?
I also said the same thing.
Strikers take the chances that Balecho is putting inside the box. And what was the first goal? Balecho's assist to Yusuf.
Yeah, yes. It was. And honestly, bro, he's the guy. Which game was I saying?
Tour.
I was talking with Nini, Coach Kolo, by the shout out to Coaches Kolo.
For Kolo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Chesa Sports.
Yeah, Chesa Sports.
The man who brought Balecho. Dare I say that? But he was saying Balecho playing as a number 10 will actually create more chances for people, especially for Muranga Seals in the league, and they're actually going to take those. And we actually saw that game they were playing against AFC. Pale wing, alikuwa na jaribu, but once he was dropping back to the midfield,
proper bowling
creates chances. I don't think, on a good day, there's very few players when Zafikia Balecho in the league. On a very, very good
very
day.
Very few. Few at our pit in. Very few.
At our tattoo. Balecho, that's how much we believe in you, by the way. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So, Seals again. Me na wambia kuhusu chunks. Yeah?
Oh, kakairi.
Keep. Anaito keep? Keep whatever.
Keep Langat.
Keep Langat.
Yeah.
Mliona skill ya bao. Outfoot town dani. Koresma.
And that pass from Kapchunga.
Kapche by the. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Kapchunga. Oh my God.
Imagine it's kuna manini.
So, yeah. an assist for the boy from Kindani. Tuendele tu hivyo hivyo, by the way.
Unoni kitu aki unashinu kigonga gonga si wache tu.
Unaisikia?
Hey. It's giving. Imeshine ikini distract the whole time.
Ni bairo, hiza.
Ukuko nervous?
Yeah.
Bandari wame kunini hivyo. Wame shisha self-esteem. Shit. Tuendele, but ni sawa, yeah.
So shout out to. Usipanik, my bro.
Usipanik, bro. Aya,
finally.
Wait, 1 minute.
City
maximum.
Stars na Bidco.
City.
Nijume take long.
Madam Director.
City Stars na Bidco.
Mohamed Ali.
Hey, we your free kick, man.
Bro,
you're going to go. Oh my God.
Crazy.
Yo, by the way, yeah.
Everyone was so.